On July 4th, 1776, the United States of America declared independence from England. We celebrate that day with barbecues, fireworks, and parades. It's also a time for our nation to gather and honor the sacrifices we've all made to preserve our independence. Freedom is something we value, but it's not guaranteed. Many times through the course of history, our freedom has been threatened. We know our freedom is dependent upon a lot of factors, and this is why many who hear the word freedom in relation to Jesus Christ assume spiritual freedom comes with a price tag. Fortunately, that's not the case. In Galatians, the Apostle Paul said, "Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." And notice the promise of freedom in Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death." Jesus tells us we are free indeed. He has broken the bondage of the law and its consequences. He sets us free from sin by becoming sin for us. And that means we can never lose this freedom. Jesus did for us what we can never do for ourselves. He reconciled all of humanity to the Father through His loving atonement and His vicarious humanity. We have all been forgiven, accepted, and adopted by the Father because we are in Christ. Nothing can separate us from His love. That's true freedom. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.